Hello, hello. This is Lynn Woods, and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, which you can find on iTunes and Pod-O-Matic for free. Today's guest is recording artist, singer, songwriter, producer, mom, and entrepreneur, Toya. So, Toya, welcome to the Gospel Entertainment Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, you're welcome, because, you know, we've known each other for quite some time and talked about our troubles going back and forth, especially like over the last year. But you've done something. Yeah, yes, you have a new album out. Now tell me the name of that album.
The album is entitled Shine. It hasn't been released yet, but we're looking forward to a summer release.
Okay.
We will be releasing a single on April 10th, on Good Friday.
Oh, that's a good date for it. What album number is this for you? Because you've been in this a number of years. How many years has it been now?
The debut album was back in 2011. That was Becoming. And so that was, we're talking about 9 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. It's 2011.
Oh my goodness. Now, as a mother, I don't know how you're doing all this. How are you juggling this? You know, you got your schedule for appearances and ministry with the album. You have your business. You're an entrepreneur. So how do you get this done and still have like a 4-year-old running around?
I don't know. Sometimes I just look up and get stuff done, and I really don't know how I did it. I would have to say there's a heavy reliance on Holy Spirit to get a lot of things accomplished, and just that stick-to-itness and just keep pushing on.
And speaking of the Holy Spirit, you grew up in the church, so aren't you a pastor's kid?
I am, indeed.
Okay. So what was that like, and where was the church?
Okay, I grew up in a small town in Edwardsville, Illinois. I grew up in a Pentecostal style church, and you know, my grandmother still attends that same church to this day. Growing up, there was a lot of love, a lot of faith. You know, I was around faith-filled people all the time. Stepping into this arena was just like, what was the other choice? It's not, you know, when I became a teenager, just like everybody else, you know, I strayed away from the faith and all of that, and get a grip on my life again. So, you know, as a young adult, I found my way back to Christ and, you know, got back into music and stuff like that. But growing up, again, like growing up as a being a pastor's child, you just see the ins and outs of the church. So you don't just see all the good stuff, you know, on Sunday mornings. You see all that nasty behind the scenes stuff that takes place too.
Yeah.
Those are the types of things that can really challenge your faith, you know, especially from people that you think that you should be able to look up to and things like that. So you really understand, you really get a deeper level of God's love and his grace when you have to deal with the ugly side of God's people.
Because what you see is, and what you could come to understand is, knowing the inner workings and all the behind the scenes stuff of the church, you realize that these are just people and they have flaws just like everybody else. But when they're in front of other folks out there in the church, they pretend to be like spotless sometimes, and that's not always the case.
So you learn how to, you know, knock down pedestals, because, you know, we're still human beings, subject to fall, subject to error. So that's why we're grateful for the grace and mercy of God, because we all need it, even if some people act like they don't.
That's true. Now, in growing up, who were some of your major influences in terms of your style of music? Because your particular style is a little bit different as an inspirational artist. Yes.
Okay. Well, see, that's the thing. I grew up in such a, like, it's like everything. Like, I grew up listening to, like, B.B. and C.C. Winans, Commission, The Mighty Clouds of Joy, L.A. Mass Choir, Mississippi Mass Choir, James Cleveland. So, you know, if I'm at Granny's house, that's what we were listening to. At Mama's house, we might have been listening to Prince or Michael Jackson, Anita Baker. We listening to Rolls Royce, you know. So you get that. And then, like, if I went down to my dad's people's house, you know, we're listening to Houdini and Run DMC and stuff. So I just, it was all over the place. And then in high school, I was in choir, so we listened to, you know, we had to sing all of the classic tunes and, you know, all that opera stuff and Latin songs and stuff. So it's a fusion. And then, you know, like high school days, I'm a big fan of 90s R&B. I loved Aaliyah. I thought I was Aaliyah in high school. You know, so it's just all over the place. And all of those experiences have come into play in terms of my writing style and the style of music that I like to create.
And Can you tell me, what do you think, if you had to describe your music and you were telling somebody, like you're telling the audience what your style of music is, what would you say?
Well, it's hard to define because it's a little bit of this and it's a little bit of that. So it's almost like gumbo, you know what I mean? It's kind of like life is, you know, life is like that. Life, you know, gives you a little bit of this. You have joy, you have pain, you have happiness, you have sadness. You know, I like to say that my faith informs my music. So because I am a believer, because I am Christian, you know, I look at things from that perspective, through that lens. But the subject matter that I talk about is definitely about life and life experiences that anybody can relate to. You know what I mean?
So you're saying it's not just about just scriptures rolling out and singing about the scriptures, but it is everyday life, but still inspirational and applying it to the day-to-day things we do?
Exactly. It's like, yes, sure, there are plenty of scriptures in the song, but it's not browbeating, if you understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be relatable whether you're in church, out of church, you know, and that's with intention, because sometimes you label things as gospel music, and I love gospel music, but sometimes when you label it as such, there's a certain level of expectation, and then when you don't meet that expectation, it's like, oh, you know, well, she's too worldly, or she's too this or that, or whatever, you know, and then in the other world, it's like, oh, that's too, you know, they talking about Jesus, and they talking about this and that. I don't like to give it a title for real, like, call it whatever you want to call it, as long as it touches your heart, and that was my mission. I just want to touch the heart of people.
Now, the album is...
I think the best way to do that is with love.
With love. All right, then. Yeah, love, love. What's that? Now, the title is Shine, and it's 11 tracks on the project. How many of the songs on there did you either co-write or wrote yourself?
All of them.
Oh, look at you, Missy.
All the songs were written by me, and some were co-written by me and the producer, Joe Capo Kent.
Oh, tell us a little bit about your producer.
Okay, Joe Capo Kent, he was formerly one half of the Track Boys, who were responsible for songs like Air Force One for Nelly and Tipsy for Jaquan. And he's done some other things. Like recently, he had a track on Drake's album. He's worked with Ty Dolla $ign, you know, but he's from St. Louis. And we were hooked up together by one of my friends from high school who's actually responsible for this whole thing coming to be. His name is Tatum. And he called me to the studio and, to help out with something I thought was something completely different, and introduced me to Capo, and we just kind of started working together, and these songs just kept coming, and they kept coming, and they kept coming, and it was like something divine was happening. It was almost like an out-of-body experience, and we couldn't even explain it. It was just happening so quickly. I think this whole thing got done close, maybe 3 or 4 months, we were just cranking them out.
Oh, wow.
We even knew we were doing an album. It's like, we didn't even set the intention to do an album. We just set the intention to just see what happens.
Oh, just going forward, like, okay. What was the process like? Would he, like, send you some music and say, what do you think? Can you put some words to it?
Exactly. Well, the first song that we worked on, that we got done, was called, a song called Bounce Back. And originally, Capo was working on beats one night, and he posted it on Instagram. And I heard it, and I sent him an inbox, and I was like, hey, yo, like, who's that beat for? And he was like, it's for you if you want it. And I said, cool. And then he hit me back and was like, well, look, there's a lot of people that are interested in this beat. So, you know, don't play with it. You better kill it if you're going to do it. And I was like, hey, you know, like, don't challenge me. Like, that's what I thrive off of. And so, you know, I sat with it for a while and I came up with some stuff. I came up with, you know, some lyrics, and I sent back to him what I got. And we went into the studio the very next day and cut that song Bounce Back. And that was like the beginning of the ball rolling.
I heard that song and I really, really like it, because I can, you know, I can feel my way through that song too, because of some other things going on with me too. But what are some of the other songs on there that are real, real personal and are special to you? I know it's like Child, you know, everybody loves all their songs,
yeah.
But
if exactly. I would say one that's it's a little heavier, but there's a song that I wrote called Harder to Love, and the premise of that song is like twofold. So there's a God commands us in his word to love, right? And he tells us to even love our enemies and to love the people that despitefully use you, speak all manner of evil against you. And the people have wronged you and have done mean and ugly and hateful things to you, and then you have to say within yourself that I love God. And if I love God, then I'm going to keep his commandments. And one of his commandments is for me to love my enemies. I got to figure out a way to get that done. And that's hard because flesh is like, I don't want to. I don't like them. They did this to me. They did that to me. They do not deserve my love. They do not deserve my forgiveness. You know, I want to stay mad.
Yes.
And I can't be that way and say that I love God at the same time. And so there's always this conviction to love anyway, to forgive anyway, and all of that. And so that's one side of the coin. And then on the other side of the coin, we live in a society today, the cancel culture, you know, where, you know, when people make mistakes, it's like, we're done with you, we're finished, you know, and they just want to dismiss you, they want to shut your business down, they don't want you to make any money, you know, we're just done. And I just feel like what it all boils down to is love. Because at the end of the day, we pray and we ask God to forgive us, and we ask him to forgive our sins. But when we pray, you have to remember that God said, you know, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, it says to forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. At
yes.
least for God, we have, in order for God to even forgive us for the little stuff that we do, we have to be willing to forgive other people. So the premise of the song Harder to Love is like, you know, we still have a responsibility to love people even when it's hard, even when it's difficult to do. Just because something is difficult and it's hard does not change God's mind about him wanting us to do it. I'm not saying that it's not, that it's easy. I'm not saying that at all, but I am saying that it is possible through the Holy Spirit and through Christ, you can do it.
All right. Yeah, the Harder to Love, you know, you just going to have to pray for me. God going to have to work with me on that. With the it really is, not to say that I'm some kind of mean person, but there are some folks that do some things to you that you're gonna have to pray real, real hard.
Now, I don't mean that you got, you know, we do have a ministry of reconciliation, but the reconciliation is reconciling them back to Christ. Just because, you know, you offer forgiveness and you offer reconciliation does not necessarily mean that you need to be in close relationship with people that have hurt you or wronged you. That's toxic. You know, you still have a responsibility to guard your heart and guard your mind. So, you know, you don't have to invite negativity into your life, but you do have a responsibility to love them even if it's at a distance.
At a distance.
I love you, but stay over there.
Yes, and that is true, because everybody is, we just can't have them right close up on us or within our circle. You can love them from afar. I'm one of those that, you know, God is still working on me. I'm like, okay, I might love you because God told me to love you, but I don't need you to be over here in my space or over here. I can't hang out with you. I'm not going to be mean to you, but I can't hang out with you.
I was going through a situation, and when I was going through it at first, I said that I knew in my prayer, I would say, God, I'm offering provisional forgiveness. Just like, you know how you write a check and you don't have the money in the bank yet?
Yeah.
I was really just, I'm writing checks that if somebody were to cash my forgiveness check, it was going to bounce because it wasn't really in my heart. I was kept saying it out my mouth, but it wasn't in my heart yet. But I kept confessing it until it became real.
Oh.
And then I really... Because when it started getting to the heart of the matter, the people that have wronged you have some really deep, deep, nasty stuff going on inside of them that would cause them to even do something like that in the first place. And when you kind of get to that place, compassion starts kicking in, and you realize, like, man, I don't know what caused you to do what you did, and we can't change what's been done. But I mean, the only option for you is got to get better from here. Like, you just got to be better.
Yeah, because my mother talks all the time about that.
Me hanging on to all of that venom is not helping me or that person. So it's easier. It's not easier, but what should be done is just to let it go. Free yourself or free that person.
That's what I was going to say, because forgiveness actually frees you. It's hard, but yeah, it does free you, because that way you're not worrying about why you're mad at them, how are you going to get back at them, how you hate them. It's just gone. Oh, well. Now, you have this the other songs on the album. You got any more that you want to talk about?
I have, the single that we're releasing on April the 10th is entitled God Got You. And that's a fun, upbeat song. And that song is just kind of talking about, you know... I guess because, you know, my birthday just passed. I just turned 40 years old. And I was like, wow, you know, I thought, I was just kind of thinking back over my life. I'm like, yo, if there's ever anything, especially I just went through something really, really trying that, you know, tried me to the core of my being. And it took so much effort just to get back to living. just going around in circles and circles. And so this song is just kind of talking about why fear when you know that God got you? Like, why be afraid when you know that God got you? And you can step out on faith, trust that he's going to have you. And even if you are afraid, do it anyway. Do it with fear. Do it while your knees are shaking. Do it while your lips are trembling. Like, do it anyway. Because the more you do it, the more you step out, the more God is going to, you'll see that he got you. You'll see that you won't fall. You'll see that you can do it. But you will never know until you start. You'll never know until you try. So that's kind of like what God got you is about. I just want to encourage people, like, you know, get to live in this life. God promised us an abundant life. So, you know, some people are living, but we need to live that abundant life that God promised us.
Because some people just live like just day to day, just enough. But I do believe that he wants us to do more than live. He wants us to actually thrive and enjoy this life that he's given us while we're on our mission and purpose.
Thanks. John 10:10 says that, you know, the thief comes up to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So that's the kind of life that God wants us to live. He wants us to do more than just exist.
All right, then. So, and we're going to find all of that on that album that's coming up called Shine.
Yeah.
And so give us your social media information and where they will be able to find the album, the project, and just give us details so that they'll know the dates again, how they're going to get it, where they can get it, all of that.
Gotcha. Okay. So we'll be releasing the single, be looking for that, April 10th, Good Friday, God Got You. Follow me on my social media platforms. You can follow me on Twitter at ThatGirlLaToya. On Instagram, again, it's at ThatGirlLaToya. On Facebook, you can find me under, I think you search ThatGirlLaToya and I'll pop up on there as well. When the single is released, when the album is released, you'll be able to find it on all your digital platforms, wherever you listen to digital or stream or buy digital music. So I'm really excited about it. Like I said, we're anticipating a summer release, but we'll see how this goes. We're just going to kind of feel it out, but the single will be coming on the 10th. So we're just really, really excited. So follow me on social media. Keep up with me so you can hear it when it comes out.
All right. So that is it for Miss Toya. The album is fabulous. You guys are going to have to check it out. It's going to inspire, encourage, and uplift your soul, whether you're in church, out of church, making your way to church, questioning God, in the middle of something,
in your process.
It will speak to your soul.
Yes.